This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 22nd of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Clear skies in Tel Aviv invite a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a mild afternoon, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Eilat is sunny and warm, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, 2 hours ago, Iran opened fire on merchant ships in the Hormuz Strait after Trump extended the ceasefire and maritime blockade. Also, Ynet reports just in that Iran claims to have seized 2 ships in the Strait of Hormuz, accusing them of violating maritime rules. Also this hour, JNS reports that earlier today, the IDF states Hezbollah's rocket fire breached the ceasefire in southern Lebanon. Separately, according to Forward, President Trump extended the U.S.-Israeli ceasefire with Iran, despite Iran's reluctance for new negotiations. And finally, I-24 News informs us from earlier today that the U.S.-Iran ceasefire will continue until Iran submits a proposal, with the blockade remaining. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News, an Israeli international news broadcaster, shared minutes ago that the IDF intercepted a Hezbollah drone targeting soldiers in southern Lebanon. Ynet News, a leading Israeli news outlet, posted earlier today about Iran's claims regarding the seizures in the Strait of Hormuz, highlighting unverified details. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, noted just now that the IDF described the Hezbollah drone launch as a clear ceasefire violation. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the maritime tensions, Israel Hayom reports that the Revolutionary Guards targeted merchant ships with missiles and small arms in the Hormuz Strait. This comes after Trump extended a ceasefire aimed at cooling regional tensions. The incidents raise concerns over maritime security and potential disruptions in global shipping routes. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, the IDF responded to Hezbollah's rocket fire by striking the launch site. This action, covered by JNS, underscores ongoing violations despite ceasefire agreements. The continued hostilities threaten to reignite conflict along the border, impacting civilian safety. Meanwhile, Trump's decision to extend the ceasefire with Iran, as reported by Forward, indicates a diplomatic push despite Iran's reluctance to engage in further negotiations. This move is seen as an effort to stabilize the region, but it also leaves unresolved tensions on the table. On the economic front, first, according to Walla Business, a new report reveals disappointing gaps in the global presence of Israeli cyber companies, raising questions about their competitive edge. Separately, Globes reports that new immigrants purchased a luxury seafront apartment in Tel Aviv for 70 million shekels, reflecting the city's booming real estate market. And finally, CTEC reports that Nayaks will lay off 3% of its workforce, including 20 employees in Israel, as part of cost-cutting measures, despite strong revenue growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.